What was your diagnosis? What was wrong?
So I've actually torn the meniscus in both of my knees. And long story short, I have slightly bad alignment in my leg that I never really found out about. And that's kind of what led to the tears. I actually, in my left knee, went through the process of a meniscus transplant where they used cadaver tissue and put that into my knee.
Wow.
And after having two meniscectomies and then doing the transplants, none of it was working really well. And I had actually heard about the process of stem cell therapy from my physical therapist after I had had surgery on my right knee. And so having gone through a frustration of a couple of years of doing these different procedures and having them not work, I went and visited Dr. Wagner. And after consulting with him and, you know, learning about the risks of it not working, things like that, I decided to take the chance on doing the therapy.
And what were the results?
The results have been pretty great. I am back to doing a lot of the things that I love doing, CrossFit, jogging, and definitely from a day-to-day perspective, I notice things way less than I did before I did the procedure.
Now, you're a young guy, right?
I'd like to think fairly young. I'm not a spring chicken, but definitely young enough to not have to worry about, I shouldn't have to worry about these things.
You're in your 40s?
I just turned 40, yeah.
You just turned 40 and you've already had two knee transplants?
One transplant, but I've had surgery on both knees as far as like tearing the meniscus. Yeah. So I've had.
Now, is that because of your activity or working out or something else?
I'm sure that definitely led to it or was a contributor. So I think it was just a matter of this bad alignment that I didn't know about and not doing anything to correct it over the years. And then jogging, doing CrossFit definitely helped contribute to that.
Okay. So you're very active, and that's got to be frustrating if you find that
it was very frustrating. Honestly, pretty depressing. I lived in Green Lake and coming home and seeing people jog around the lake and not being able to do that. I didn't like that at all.
That's right. I can see that. That's got to be torture. You live at Green Lake?
I live in Fremont now, but I was in Green Lake for a couple of years while I was in grad school.
And see, you would sit there. I just have this picture of you sitting in your rocking chair by the window in your 30s, watching people jog and knowing that you can't join them.
Something similar. I don't have the rocking chair yet, but yeah, it pretty much sums it up.
So you decided to see Dr. Wagner, and were you? I mean, how did you hear about this procedure?
So went through everything with my left knee, and then I tore the meniscus in my right knee. And after having the surgery for that knee, I went and saw a physical therapist to try and get things working again. And after describing everything to her and seeing her for a couple of times, she had mentioned that this might be an option to explore. And she gave me the name of Dr. Wagner, and so I looked him up and decided to book an appointment to go see him.
So it was your therapist who recommended it?
Yep, yeah.
Had she had other patients who'd been through this?
I believe so, yeah. I think she had previously worked with Dr. Wagner before he branched out and decided to pursue this, if I recall correctly.
Right.
But she had known of him and heard of some of the work that he was doing and that he kind of came highly recommended.
Yeah, because he did a lot of sports medicine, so I guess that would make sense.
Yeah.
So how would you describe your visit with Dr. Wagner, and what kind of expectations did he set up for the procedure?
Honestly, my expectations going in were not super hopeful just because of the frustration I had had and, what I had heard about as far as doing, the transplant and the success rate with that and then having that not work. So I was kind of getting to the point where I was almost ready to give up hope, but, Dr. Wagner was, obviously he was super professional and just really easy to talk to and, work through the experience that I had had. I feel like he gave me, an accurate assessment of where I was and, he felt like this could work, but there's obviously the risk that it doesn't work with everybody. But, after hearing about the success rates and, everything that I had heard about, it just felt like an appropriate risk for me to take. It's obviously not super cheap financially, but I just felt like I was fortunate enough that I could do that, And, you know, after taking the risk, I'm super happy that I was able to.
So you were ready to give up?
I didn't really know what else you could do. At this point, I felt like the next step is like a knee transplant or a knee replacement. And I definitely, I didn't want to do anything that invasive at this point in my life. I know that there's a ton of complications with that. And it's not an easy procedure. So I really didn't know what other options I had at this point.
Yeah. So how long ago did you have this stem cell procedure?
It was the beginning of December.
December. So was 8 months, I guess, huh? 8, 9 months.
Just about 10.
Okay, 10 months. Okay, yeah. So it's been 10 months since. And when did you first notice a change?
I really started to see improvements probably about 3 months out, which is about what they say to expect. It might have been a little bit before that, but, you know, at that point, I really felt like things were kind of turning the corner. And I kind of, you know, saw some gradual improvements after that.
Mm-hmm. And so if you were to, think about you and your level of activity and your knees now compared to how you were feeling 10 months ago.
It's definitely much better. I think, you know, if I put it on a scale previously, like 1 to 10 for pain, you know, I was probably at like a 7 or an 8 at any given time. And now I would say, you know, a 2 or a 3. I can get through activities. I might have some discomfort after that, like a heavy activity, but that's been going away. And, you know, from a day-to-day perspective, I notice things way less, which is really great.
Are you walking around Green Lake? Are you jogging around Green Lake?
I've been doing some jogging, yeah.
Could you jog around Green Lake if you wanted to?
Yeah.
Yeah.
Definitely.
And in terms of other activities that you're able, are there activities you're able to do now that you couldn't do before?
Definitely. I mean, I had gone back to CrossFit just to see how I felt, and I could do it, but it caused, there were definitely a lot of activities that caused, you know, some pretty significant discomfort. Mm-hmm. I still need to take it easy. There are some, you know, activities that they advise against, even after having this procedure, like heavy squats and things like that. But it's definitely something that I can go back and do with a much more, like with much less concern that I'm going to injure myself.
So that was the concern before. Every time you decided to work out, you felt like I'm risking further injury, huh?
Correct.
Yeah.
Making things worse off.
Mm-hmm. Good. So for others in your situation, would you recommend this?
I would. I am really, you know, disappointed in the fact that, you know, insurance doesn't cover this when it's a non-invasive procedure and the risks are so low as far as like medical complications.
Yeah.
That as far as what I know, and it, you know, it's disappointing that that's a barrier, because I feel like this is such a better thing to try as opposed to doing like a meniscectomy where they go in and remove a bunch of the torn tissue. So I'm hoping that that changes. But, you know, even that aside, if people have the means to do it, I definitely think it's worth trying out.
And I think the reluctance to cover is because they're not convinced yet that it's real. So
yeah,
are you convinced that it's real?
I am. Yeah, I definitely am.
And based on, I mean, if we hauled you up before Congress to testify, or before the panel of insurance adjusters, and they said, well, Dennis, how do you know that the stem procedure was responsible for the way you feel?
I've been through kind of the ringer as far as it goes with, you know, trying different procedures, and this is the one that's actually, I can tell a measure, like as measurable as I can say difference that, you know, this is what's made me feel better and allowed me to get back to activities and being healthy.
And that's after having gone through meniscus transplants.
Meniscus transplant, two, you know, a surgery on each knee, you know, to remove torn tissue. It's 4 total surgeries between the 2 knees.
Wow. Okay, so 4 surgeries between the 2 knees didn't do it, but the stem cell injection, that's what made the difference.
That is, in my opinion, yes, absolutely what made the difference. Like, it was definitely after that was done, after having gone through all this other stuff.
All right. Well, I'm glad it worked out so well. And thanks for doing the interview, Dennis.
Yeah, thank you. I appreciate the time.
All right. Take care.
Have a good day.
Bye.